Science and technology.
Infrastructure. Wasted water. New technologies can spot leaks in the world's pipelines.
In June, blisteringly hot temperatures and a prolonged dry spell plunged much of southern Italy into its worst drought in decades. Water shortages on glitzy Capri became so dire that local authorities temporarily banned ferries from offloading tourists onto the island. A lack of rainfall tells only half the story. Decrepit infrastructure is as much to blame, with over 40% of Capri's drinking water seeping out through leaks in its pipe network before it reaches customers. On Capri's neighbouring islands of Ischia and Procida, however, new monitoring technology designed to spot water leaks kept the leakage rate closer to 20%. Xylem, an American firm, first began monitoring the pipes that connect the islands with the mainland in 2019 using its SmartBall and Sahara systems. The SmartBall is a tennis ball-sized tool that travels through water pipes freely, whereas Sahara is tethered. Both come with acoustic sensors to identify the distinctive hissing sound of a leak and GPS connectivity to pinpoint exactly where they are. Subsequent repairs to cracks identified by Xylem saved Ischia 50 litres of water per second, equivalent to a third of the island's consumption. Such methods could have similarly dramatic consequences elsewhere. Leaky water pipes are a global problem. Euro, an umbrella group of water suppliers, reckons that the rate of lost water in Europe, nearly all due to pipe leaks, stands at 25%. Some countries, such as the Netherlands and Germany, have kept losses to single figures through spending on maintenance, but in places like Bulgaria, the rate is thought to be nearer 60%. Leakage figures in America are comparable to those in Europe. Although good data are hard to come by in poor countries, experts believe the issue is even more pressing there. Tackling the problem will not be easy. For one thing, the global network of water pipes is enormously long. Over 4 million kilometres of drinking water pipes crisscross Europe, enough to wrap around the equator 100 times. The pipes are also underground, which makes it harder to spot problems. Though large bursts result in telltale pools of water at the surface, most water is lost through smaller cracks that are rarely discovered. Even the growing number of pipes made from corrosion-resistant materials are not immune to problems. Urbanisation, with more traffic thundering overhead, can accelerate the rate at which cracks form. The good news is that water utilities are increasingly turning to new technology to monitor water consumption, identify leaks, and carry out repair work. The tools Xylem used on Ischia rely on in-pipe leak detection. But this is not the only game in town. There has also been a huge increase in demand for acoustic tools that operate from outside pipes, says Yuri Gutermann, the CEO of Gutermann, a major provider of this kind of equipment. Gutermann manufactures products known as correlating leak noise loggers, which position sensors on top of metallic water pipe fittings at intervals of 200 to 300 metres. These record sounds from the pipes each night when ambient noise is at its lowest and transmit the results to the cloud, where artificial intelligence or AI algorithms can pinpoint the location of any leaks. The use of AI has made them more sensitive to sounds in the lower frequency ranges, characteristic of plastic pipes, which dampen the sound of leaks much more than metal ones. After the initial installation costs, the system is fully automated, and although sensors are battery-powered, their brief operating intervals mean their lifetimes can exceed 5 years. Satellite imagery offers another way to spot leaks. Companies such as Astera, an Israeli firm, offer a service called Recover, which uses satellite-based radar to monitor moisture levels both above and below ground. An AI model then flags anomalies, including sodden areas that might be evidence of a leak. Astera says Recover is now saving the world over 368 billion gallons of drinkable water every year. Other innovative ideas look set to hit the market soon. Robots, for example, are already being used in some wastewater pipes, which also suffer from corrosion-induced cracks. The rollout to drinking water pipes has been slower, however, as national water directives usually include stringent safety regulations about what goes inside them. But some firms hope to clear these hurdles. A French startup, Aqua Robotics, is one of them. Its Clean Water Pathfinder robot, which is roughly the size of a human arm, resembles a metallic caterpillar and moves autonomously through water pipes using high-definition cameras and ultrasound sensors to measure pipe thickness, flag corrosion and cracks, as well as to identify leaks. PipeBots, an academic-led collaboration based in Britain, is doing similar work. Some of its robots are matchbox size, meaning they can fit inside the narrowest of pipes. The idea is that inspection bots enter the pipes first, equipped with high-resolution acoustic sensors that are very sensitive to cracks and can identify thinning areas on pipe walls. These will be followed by worker bots with the ability to carry out spot repairs. Crucially, this technology will be able to identify areas of pipe that look likely to crack soon, allowing preventive repairs to strengthen them before they start leaking. Kirill Horshenkov at the University of Sheffield, the program's leader, hopes they will receive the go-ahead for deployment in drinking water pipes soon. How much such tools will cost remains unclear. Gutermann and others claim that they will pay for themselves very quickly as utility companies gain the ability to charge customers for water that would otherwise be lost. That is undoubtedly true over the longer term, but cash is still needed up front to finance the investment. Government's efforts to ring-fence funding for water infrastructure will help. The EU has made 12.6 billion euros, that's $14 billion, available to member states to this end under several schemes, including the Recovery and Resilience Facility, a post-COVID program that runs until the end of 2026. Similar funds exist in America and Britain. For now, no single technology offers a perfect solution. Smart balls can get lost, satellite imagery can be fuzzy, and robots still require human operators, which increases costs. But these are minor quibbles. More accurate information about how pipe networks actually function will be vital to making the most of the world's supplies of drinking water.